Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, four people were taken to hospital following a multi-vehicle crash in Newton Cunningham last night. Two men wounded on Bloody Sunday in Derry have given evidence at Belfast Crown Court as the trial of Soldier F continues. 63 complaints were made to the Garda Ombudsman Commission about Gardaí in Donegal last year. And a Donegal County Councillor says it's vital that what could be perceived as sloppy practices are nipped in the bud in terms of council spending. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Mark Gallagher. First news this evening, inquiries are ongoing following a three-car crash in Newton Cunningham last night. Three drivers and one passenger were taken to Letterkenny University Hospital after the collision, which occurred at around 8:15. Gardaí have described their injuries as non-life-threatening. The Taoiseach says an international flotilla of eight ships sailing to Gaza should not progress further. Several Irish people are among the pro-Palestine activists aboard the ships. The Global Summit flotilla consists of more than 40 civilian boats carrying about 500 people with the aim of breaching an Israeli naval blockade. Speaking in Copenhagen today, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin said he has concerns about the safety of those on the flotilla.
We are very, very worried about the situation and concerned about the situation pertaining to the flotilla. It is coming towards a very dangerous situation. We would say to the Israeli government that it must behave within international law and also deal with this in a way that doesn't cause harm.
Two men wounded on Bloody Sunday in Derry have given evidence at Belfast Crown Court as the trial of Soldier F continues. 13 people were shot and killed when the British Army opened fire on demonstrators in 1972. The ex-paratrooper denies murdering two men and trying to kill five others. Chelsea Keeley is at Belfast Crown Court.
Joe Mahon, who was 16 at the time, told the judge he pretended to be dead after being shot in the pelvis. He was shown photos of himself next to Jim Ray and William McKinney in Glenfada Park, who Soldier F is accused of murdering. In the afternoon, Joe Freely described being shot in the chest, coughing up blood and collapsing before getting help. More witnesses are expected tomorrow.
63 complaints were made to the Garda Ombudsman Commission against Gardaí in Donegal last year. The complaints related to a total of 73 Gardaí. Nationally, over 2,200 complaints were made to the Garda Ombudsman Commission last year. 58% of those were ruled admissible, according to the latest GSOC annual report. Tom Douglas has more.
Within the 2,226 complaints received by GSOC in 2024, there were 2,883 allegations. 37 referrals came from An Garda Síochána regarding situations where it appeared the conduct of a member of the force may have resulted in the death of or serious harm to a person. 21 of those were related to fatalities. 88 sanctions were imposed by the Garda Commissioner following complaints, while 67 files were referred to the DPP. Some examples of complaints received include disciplinary breaches, including the failure to investigate a road crash, neglect of duty in handling evidence, and failure to respond to public complaints, while others related to deaths occurring during or following Garda custody or transport. GSOC has since made a number of recommendations to the Garda Commissioner in the areas of treatment and custody, the use of restraint, the conduct of personal searches and storage and record keeping in relation to guns at Garda stations.
A Donegal County Councillor says it's vital what could be perceived as sloppy practices are nipped in the bud in terms of council spending. A recent review of spending on council purchase cards has found there to be no wrongdoing. Chief Executive John McLaughlin said sampled expenditure was found to be legitimately required for council business and within approved budgets. The review made a number of recommendations, which Mr. McLaughlin says are being implemented. He also stressed that all transactions have been reconciled. Councillor Gary Doherty says it's important proper processes are in place and guidelines are adhered to.
It's important to acknowledge what the Chief Executive said, that this is a very large corporate organisation, Donegal County Council as well, over 1,000 employees. So it's perfectly standard practice for them to for those employees to use purchase cards or credit cards, if you want to call them that, to buy materials that the council uses in its everyday business. That's not an issue at all, but we have to acknowledge that the internal audit committee exists, and it does a very important job. for the body corporate that is Donegal County Council, and it did highlight some practices that were sloppy with regards to credit card use. These credit cards are needed for the employees that use them on a day-to-day basis. There's no issue with that at all. But we need to be sure that where they are being used, that they are being used properly, that the invoices and are being uploaded to the system, that we see a clear record of what is being spent, that we know that the correct VAT rate is being applied. There were instances where the correct VAT rate wasn't being applied. So for an organisation like Donegal County Council, we need to make sure that that doesn't happen again. And part of that process is that line managers at all levels have to be trained in how employees would use the credit cards, and that they can then pass that training on to the employees who are under their remit, and that going forward the policies and guidelines that were drafted in 2016 will be updated to reflect the current use of credit cards within the organisation, and that going forward we know that all staff are trained, and that hopefully when the next report comes out from the audit committee, the instances where there were breaches of the guideline will be reduced.
Meanwhile, Councillor Micheál Nocton says it's important that members, staff and the general public can have confidence that the system isn't being abused. He's welcomed clarity on the matter.
I'm delighted that we've got clarity here today. I mean, you know, it was out there basically, and you had this feeling that cards were used left, right and centre and everybody could have a card. But we got clarity here today, and we welcome basically a workshop too, what we request for that as well in the future in relation to this, because it's very important that, you know, the general public and even us as members of staff at Donegal County Council, that everyone is happy that basically there is a process in place here and everything is accounted for.
The Dáil has been told that if retrospective payments for defective block homeowners are not included in the budget next week, it will be a major failing on the part of the government. Raising the issue, Donegal Deputy Charles Ward also asked the Taoiseach about affected homes at Elm Park in Buncrana, which owners want to rebuild elsewhere. Deputy Ward said a promised visit by Minister Kevin Boxer-Moran hasn't materialised, and pushed the Taoiseach to confirm that decisions in respect of Elm Park's future have already been taken.
In July, I informed you that the houses in Elm Park, Buncrana, are facing immediate dangers. You assured me that Minister Boxer-Moran and Minister O'Sullivan would be visiting the residents over the following week, which they failed to do so. But I understand that the meeting took place and a decision has been made in relation to this. Taoiseach, will you inform the residents of the Minister's decision and end the miseries and uncertainties for these families?
I'll consult with Minister Morden in respect of any communication to you in respect to this issue.
The DUP in the North is set to reject draft Irish language policy proposals at Belfast City Council tonight. The party says it's due to cost and staff safety fears. James Gold has more.
What would the new changes be? Well, the council logo would be rebranded to include both Irish and English. Council workers' uniform would change too, along with council vehicles. And this is where the DUP say the issues are on staff safety concerns, believing some could be at risk due to the area they are working in.
We also have concerns around staff, and staff have voiced to us that they have those concerns around their safety going into areas where the Irish language isn't welcomed.
Sinn Féin called these new proposals a game changer and say people have nothing to fear from the Irish language, and how any threats to staff should be dealt with by police.
The Seanad has been told that Donegal County Council has been given clearance to begin design on a safety scheme for Dunkaneely National School near Killybegs. Junior Minister Kieran O'Donnell told Senator Manus Boyle this follows discussions earlier this year between the Council and Transport Infrastructure Ireland in the hope that funding can be secured in 2026. Minister O'Donnell said the school hasn't applied for inclusion in the Safe Routes to School scheme. Senator Boyle, however, told him that they don't have time to wait.
Yes, it's my understanding that Dunkaneely School did not apply for the Safe Routes to School because it simply would take too long. We haven't got time here. This is a busy road with all the traffic that's going to Donegal and Killybegs. Large lorries loaded with fish heading to Dublin here. Coming down past the school, that's on, if you drove past it yourself, Minister, you understand it's on a hill. You get where I'm coming from here. When they're coming down the hill, they're at speed, and it's very hard to get stopped at the traffic lights there at the school.
Senator Boyle would be well aware, in terms of getting progress on projects, as a process. TII Road Safety Act discussed the progression of potential safety improvements at the N56 Dunkaneely National School with Donegal County at a meeting held in March of this year. Donegal County Council have developed an assessment of potential options at this location. The workers can do a feasibility report setting out the safety measures Donegal proposed to implement, the estimated scheme cost and the expected safety benefits. This report is being considered by DAE and approval to commence the designs has been given. Work at this location will be considered for progression 26 subject to funding availability. And might I suggest in your own way, Senator Boyle, that you do an update communication to the Minister of Transport. This obviously will come to the, attention of the Minister and the officials. But in terms of just structure and process, that you'd write formally to the Minister updating where things are at. And obviously, you'll be linking in with Donegal County Council and TII as well. And I know how important it is. So there's a process underway. It's now a question of the funding being made available to ensure that it progresses as quickly as possible.
Donegal County Council says it's been engaging with the ISPCA regarding its planned withdrawal from the Donegal Dog Warden Service from next year. The council says the primary focus is to arrange a smooth transition of the Dog Warden Service over the coming months, and the closure of the ISPCA centre at Ballyarne near Letterkenny is being raised in those discussions. Members are concerned at the potential implications of the ISPCA's imminent takeover by the Dublin SPCA. This week, Councillor Noel Jordan moved a motion calling on the council to provide assistance to the smaller pet rescue centres throughout the county because of the pressures they now face. He says it's vital a mechanism is found to reopen the Ballyarne facility.
It's a matter of urgency that the centre opens, or they come to some compromise. That centre has to open because there's huge strain on the smaller centres, particularly animals in need. They've been all reaching out to us. They're overburdened with animals here, nowhere to send them, and they have to transport these animals to Longford. It's the closest centre, so you know, it's not sustainable the way it is.
Two weather warnings have been issued for Donegal. Widespread rain, which could be heavy at times with the possibility of localised flooding, is expected tomorrow between 6am and 8pm. Met Éireann is warning of difficult travelling conditions and blocked drains as a result. Meanwhile, as Storm Amy heads across the Atlantic, a yellow wind warning has been issued for between midnight and midday on Friday in Donegal. Strong to near gale force and gusty southwesterly winds are forecast. People are warned to be prepared for difficult travelling conditions, debris, displaced loose objects and the possibility of some fallen trees.
Ordering your club gear is effortless with Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, the Northwest leading supplier for GAA clubs at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's time now for all the latest in sport with Mark Gallagher.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. We'll start with soccer. FAI delegates will vote on Israel's participation in international football at next month's AGM. In a letter to the PFAI and the Irish Football Supporters Partnership Association, President Paul Cook confirmed that the issue is on the agenda for the meeting on November 8th. Last month, the FAI made representations to FIFA and UEFA amid the ongoing situation in Gaza. UEFA has already delayed a vote among member associations on Israel's participation due to a proposed peace plan for the region. Newcastle United boss Eddie Howe says tonight's clash with Union Saint-Gilloise will be an important match in their Champions League journey. The Belgian champions have played 10 matches in all competitions since August, winning 8 and drawing 2. Howe admits it could be a tough night for his team defensively.
Yeah, well, I know exactly that. They've started the season very, very strongly, and a great result in the Champions League, as you say, against PSV. They're tactically interesting. They'll give us a physical threat as well. They've got two big strikers. I've been very impressed by watching them play. We know it'll be a really important game in our Champions League journey.
That game is underway at 6:15. Arsenal manager Mikel Arteta knows there's no room for excuses in their quest for silverware this season. They've not lifted a major trophy since lifting the FA Cup 5 years ago. Ahead of tonight's Champions League clash with Olympiacos, Arteta says he doesn't need reminding of the club's need for success.
Well, I'm aware the moment I step in this chair that what I want with this football club is to win major trophies. That's it. Nobody else has to put a line into us. That's the ambition, the first day, and the excuses, yeah, they've never been part of my life.
Elsewhere, Manchester City go to Monaco and champions PSG face Barcelona. All those games are at 8 o'clock. Liverpool manager Arne Slot says goalkeeper Alisson will miss their Premier League clash with Chelsea on Saturday. The Brazilian international went off injured in the Reds' loss at Galatasaray in the Champions League last night. Brighton boss Fabian Hertzler has refused to discuss rumours linking him with a possible move to Manchester United. Ruben Amorim's position as head coach at Old Trafford is in doubt after a poor start to the season. But the Albion manager says it would be wrong for him to talk about anyone's job but his own.
I have a lot of respect for Ruben Amorim, so I won't talk about his shop or any rumours that might come and regarding him. I'm really privileged to be a coach from Bayton O'Valley. I'm very happy here and we still have a lot of work to do.
Sheffield Wednesday have failed to pay all of their senior players their September wages for the fifth time in 7 months. It means the Championship side face further sanction from the AFL with a points deduction possible. In Gaelic games, a tweak to the two-point rule in Gaelic football is among the proposals from the Football Review Committee that will go before Saturday's GAA Special Congress. They're seeking to change the wording of the rule to stop a touch from a goalkeeper or defender, turning a two-point effort into a one-point score. The FRC has also suggested play ending on the hooter at the conclusion of each half, unless a shot is in flight or a dead ball has been awarded. In tennis, world number two Jannik Sinner has been crowned champion of the China Open. He praised his team following a straight sets victory over Leonard Tien in the final.
Thanks for working with me. We will try to improve and push as much as we can, and let's see how the end of the season is going to look like. But I'm obviously very happy to share this with all of you. So thank you so much.
Britain's Sonny Cartel is through to the quarterfinals of the women's event in Beijing. She beat fourth seed and world number five Mira Andreeva in a deciding set to secure one of the biggest wins of her career. Moving on to motorsport, 22-year-old Donegal man Kyle McBride has received the first nomination for the 2025 Billy Coleman Award for Young Rally Driver of the Year for the opening period of January to May. McBride from Clonmany has been contesting the Irish and UK Stellantis Rally Cup and the Junior British Rally Championship in a Peugeot 208 Rally 4. Finally, in boxing, two more undefeated prospects have been added to the Rumble in the Hills Rising Stars Pro Boxing card in Letterkenny. Jim Donovan, who is 1-0, and Tiana Schroeder, who is 4-0 with one knockout, will take to the canvas at the Aura Leisure Complex at the event on October 18th. That's all your sport for now. We're back with more during the half 8 news tomorrow morning. Michaela.
Thanks, Mark. And returning to some news, efforts to lift the boil water notice in place on the Glendies Ardrop public water supply are continuing. The notice was enforced on September the 15th to protect customers' health following a deterioration in the raw water quality entering the water treatment plant due to inclement weather conditions. Monitoring of the supply is ongoing, the results of which will be reviewed. In the interim, Ishka Éireann is advising customers on the supply to boil the water before use until further notice. And a new marketing campaign for Donegal aiming to target the domestic market has been launched, following on from the TBEX conference, which saw hundreds of travel writers and content creators descend on the county. The Unrushed, Unspoiled Donegal campaign will showcase the best of the county through a targeted digital marketing campaign and a dedicated offers page on govisitdonegal.com. The initiative is being delivered by Donegal County Council's Donegal Tourism Team in collaboration with the Donegal branch of the Irish Hotels Federation. Tourism providers are encouraged to get involved and submit shoulder season offers to be featured on the campaign page. For weather now, mostly cloudy for the rest of today with scattered outbreaks of rain and drizzle. Cloudy tonight with scattered outbreaks of rain also and lowest temperatures of 12 to 14 degrees. The closing headlines this evening. Inquiries are ongoing following a three-car crash in Newton Cunningham last night. Three drivers and one passenger were taken to Letterkenny University Hospital after the collision, which occurred at around 8:15. Two men wounded on Bloody Sunday in Derry have given evidence at Belfast Crown Court today as the trial of Soldier F continues. 13 people were shot and killed when the British Army opened fire on demonstrators in 1972. 63 complaints were made to the Garda Ombudsman Commission against Gardaí in Donegal last year. The complaints related to a total of 73 Gardaí. And the Dáil has been told that if retrospective payments for defective block homeowners are not included in the budget next week, it will be a major failing on the part of the government. Raising the issue, Donegal Deputy Charles Ward also asked the Taoiseach about affected homes at Elm Park in Buncrana, which owners want to rebuild elsewhere. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. You can listen back to a podcast of Remain Evening News on our website at highlandradio.com. Good evening. The obituary notice is for this Wednesday evening, October the 1st. The death has taken place in Wexford of Bernard Brian Devlin. Brian's remains will repose at his family home, Boharna, Clonmany, tomorrow from 12 midday. Fiona leaving from there on Saturday morning at 10:30, going to St Mary's Church, Clonmany, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the new cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to St Columbkill Village, care of any family member or Comscape funeral directors. House private, please, from 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock and on the morning of the funeral. A one-way system will be in operation. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of Kathleen Doherty, née Byrne, 15 Derryvay Avenue, Letterkenny. Kathleen's remains will repose at her late residence tomorrow from 12 noon until after the rosary at 9 o'clock. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 10:30, going to St Junan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, which can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Interment afterwards in Newlech Cemetery, Letterkenny. Family time on the morning of the funeral, please. The death has taken place of Jacqueline Doherty, 3A Cluanwurra, Buncrana. Jacqueline's remains are reposing at McLaughlin's funeral home until 7:30 this evening and again tomorrow from 12:30 until removal at 2:45, going to St Mary's Oratory to repose overnight. Requiem Mass there on Friday morning at 10 o'clock with burial afterwards in Cockhill Graveyard. The death has taken place of Nuala Timoney, née Quinn, 45 Laurel Drive, Strabane. Reposing at her daughter Caroline McDade's home, 10 Lansdowne Park, Strabane. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 9:20 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 10 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Marie Curie, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock and on the morning of the funeral. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Kevin McCrossan, Hillcrest Nursing Home, Letterkenny, and formerly Bunlin, Milford, reposing at the Eternal Light Funeral Home, Carnamugga, Letterkenny, until 7 o'clock this evening. Removal at 7 o'clock to St Peter's Church, Milford, to arrive at 7:30 for prayers and to repose overnight. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, followed by burial in Milford Cemetery. Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family flowers only. Donations, if desired, to Hillcrest Nursing Residents Comfort Fund and Friends of Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or Patrick Sweeney funeral directors. The death has taken place of Jean McGinley, née Murray, 86 Laurel Drive, Strabane, and formerly of Avish Road, Strabane, reposing at her home. Funeral from there tomorrow at 12 noon for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 12:30. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Marie Curie, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of John McDade, 9 Lisowen Green, Buncrana. Remains reposing at St Mary's Oratory, Buncrana, until 8 o'clock tonight. Requiem Mass will be celebrated there tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, with burial afterwards in Cockhill Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Irish Cancer Society, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Margaret McAteer, née Freel, Dobeg, Fanad, County Donegal. Margaret's remains are reposing at her late residence. Removal from there at 11:30 tomorrow morning, arriving at St Mary's Church, Fanavoldy, for 12 noon Requiem Mass, followed by burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. Rosary tonight at 9 o'clock. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to Tamney Patients Comfort Fund, care of any family member. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live on the McAteer Funeral Director's Facebook page. And the death has taken place in Slough, England, of John Joe Coyle of Glasha Gidor. His remains are reposing at Rorty's funeral home, Derrybeg, until rosary at 8 o'clock tonight. Funeral Mass will take place tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in Chap Pubble, Columbkill, Knockfola. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty Funeral Director's Facebook page and on the church webcam. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.